Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. And today is Friday the 9th of September 2022. And we are excited with what God is doing here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We just thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his love. We thank God for he is truly a friend that is closer than a brother. So we just thank God for his love. And we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. We are praying a prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. We are more than two here. We are more than three. And we can put thousands upon thousands to flight. Eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and is to come, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name. Yes, we say good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you. We honor you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are ready. We are ready to receive all the blessings you have installed for us. We are ready to function and operate in the way you have assigned us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Abba Father. Our Heavenly Father, you are the everlasting Father, the Father to the fatherless, the defender of the widows and defender of those who cannot defend themselves, those who are weak, who cannot fight for themselves. You are their defender, Lord, the one who has set us free, the one who came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you, Father. We reverence you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, for there is no any other God but you. We surrender all our lives to you, Father, because you are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. So this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare that favor, your favor, Father, surrounds us today and shield us, Father. We are expecting, yes, the uncommon supernatural favor where rules and regulations and policies and procedures, yes, even price tags, to be charged and changed on our favor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, we decree and declare this morning that from this moment moving forward, Father, we see, Father God, ourselves the way you see us, that we are the apple of your eye, Father. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for you are so faithful. You are so faithful. You are a faithful God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we do walk in your divine favor, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that you order our steps. Anything and everything that is crooked in our lives, Father, you make it straight. Anything and everything that is rough in our lives, you make it smooth, Lord. in the mighty name of Jesus, that there is no lack. There is no lack in our life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that there are no more delays, Father. If you reminded us this week that no more delays, yes, for our miracles have arrived, our favor has arrived. It's right here, right now, yes, and we receive it, Father. Nothing. We come against any hindering spirit that might want to hinder us from receiving what you have prepared for us, Father, what you have assigned for us. Any stealing spirits, we come against them in the name of Jesus. Even any spirit of unforgiveness, Father, that might want to hinder our prayers, we pray, Father God, that you forgive us. Unforgiveness is not going to hinder us. We learn from you, Lord. You are a forgiving God in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, this morning that you cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Wash us clean, that we'll be whiter than snow. Any transgressions, Father, anything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Father, whether by deeds, whether by omission, whether by what we said, we just pray, Father God, whether by thought, we just pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our transgressions, Father. Blot them out, Father. Wash them away. That will be whiter than snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for cleansing us, for washing us with your hyssop, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, this morning, that you create in us a pure heart, a clean heart, Father. Yes, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Thank you, Father God, yes, that you are not withholding your Holy Spirit from us, Father. We thank you, Lord, for restoring the joy of your salvation, giving us a willing heart, a willing spirit that will sustain us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are such a good shepherd. Yes, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you, Father God, for leading us. Yes, and making us lie down in green pastures, Lord, and refreshing our souls. We thank you. We glorify you, Father. We reverence you this morning, for there is no any other God but you. You have been tried and tested and been proven to be a true God, the creator of heaven and earth, and be proven to be an able God. We thank you. We honor you for guiding us, Lord, in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Lord, I thank you. I praise you this morning. Even if we walk through the path of in the valleys of darkness and the valleys and shadows of death, we are not afraid. We fear no evil, Father, for we know that you are with us. Thank you for your rod and your staff. They comfort us, Father. Yes, especially in moments like these when everything around us is just raging with anger and frustration and murder and all these things that are not settled at all. But you comfort us, Father. Thank you for separating us, Lord, from the rest of the world, because we are yours. We belong to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, even if the economy says no. But when you say yes, Lord, no one can argue with you. In the name of Jesus, for you, when you say yes, Lord, it is settled. That settles it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Even what we come home with after our a day worth of labor is not enough, but you make it enough, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that every need is met. Yes, every need, and you supply, Father, all our needs according to your riches in glory, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that our cups run over. We thank you for your anointing, the anointing that breaks the yoke. We thank you, Father God, for your anointing, the anointing that gives us peace, Father, in the midst of the storm, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, because your goodness and your mercy, they follow us all the days of our life. And we'll dwell. We have decided, Lord, we have decided to follow you, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life. We thank you. We reverence you, Lord, for your love, Father, that covers a multitude of sins. We thank you, Father, for your love. Yes, that nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate us from your love, Father. As Romans says, I am persuaded. Yes, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things that are present, nor things that are to come, even the height, nor the depth, even things that are created, nothing can separate us from your love. What we get, it is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, Savior, the one who is sitting on the right hand of the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the same Jesus who was crucified and died and was buried, but on the third day he rose again. The grave could not hold him. The death could not keep him. And he is alive. And he is risen. And because he lives, we can face tomorrow. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that that same favor, that same life, that same goodness, that same joy, you have given us, we desire for our friends and family members, those who do not know you yet, that they receive that same joy, Father. That's why we continue to believe and we continue to pray and intercede for our loved ones, those who are lost, for their salvation, Father, for their deliverance, for their healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we call them, Father, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come. Yes, men and women, young, middle-aged, and old, we pray, Father God, that you draw them unto you, Lord, soften their hearts. That when they hear your voice, when you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock, that they open the door for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we were once lost, Father. We were once blind. But today we are found. And today we can see. And our brothers and sisters out there, they are lost. They are walking around blind, bumping into anything and everything because they can't see, Lord. Used and swayed and tired by every evil spirit that is out there. But this morning, we are believing, Father, for their salvation, that every yoke be broken, every bondage be broken. Some are just rebellious. And they plead, but they have been backslidden, Father. They are out there as prodigal sons, eating with the pigs. when there is food on the table that you have prepared for us and provide for us daily. So we pray, Father God, that they have their prodigal son experience, that they come to their senses and come back home. We pray, Father God, for us who are still here, that you give us a compassion heart, not a condemning heart. When they come, we don't condemn them, but we accept them and receive them and let them come. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that they come to repentance and do what is right and believe you and trust you in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are such a good God. You are a reasonable God. The one who said, come now, let us reason together. He said, even if our sins are as scarlet, yes, they shall be white as snow. Even if they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. So we pray, Father God, for you are not a respecter of any person, that our brothers and sisters, they come and be released from any spirit, any substance abuse that is holding them back, all manner of ever the stronghold is, that they come, Lord. Yes, for Lord Jesus, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we are believing, Father God, and declaring abundant life for our brothers and sisters out there. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. We thank you for the restoration of families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, except you build a house, they build it, they labor in vain. Except you, Lord, keep and watches over a city, the watchman watches in vain. So we thank you, Father, for watching over our families, watching over our loved ones, wherever they are, our neighbors, our friends, our communities, our cities, Lord, our states, our nations, and all nations, all the continents, Father. We thank you. We honor you, Lord, as we continue to lift up our eyes unto you, Lord. We lift them up unto the hills, because we know that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. Our help comes from you, Lord, the one who keeps Israel. You neither slumber nor sleep, Lord. We thank you. We honor you as we decree and declare Psalm 91, that he that dwells in the secret place of the earth shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you. We say this morning, you are our Lord. You are our refuge, Father, our fortress. You remain our God. Yes, and we trust you, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, some even trust their monies, then some trust their family names, and some trust their friends whom they hang around with, some trust their businesses or their jobs or whatever. But we remember the name of the Lord, our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father, we are safe. We are safe. That's why we run to you. We run to you, Father. That's why we do not get weary to come and stand on the gap and intercede and encourage each other. Because we know there is safety in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, El Shaddai. You are all-sufficient God. We thank you, Almighty God. You are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. You do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for hearing our prayers, and we seal prayers with the blood of Jesus that they are permanent, that the breakthrough you have given us is permanent and the enemy cannot steal from us. And we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Good morning. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. We just thank God this morning. So before we get our lines open and praise and worship him, I'm just going to go ahead and share with you what has been on my spirit this week and our scripture of the week. It is a good week. It has been a really, really a very fruitful and a very good week. And I thank God for his love that is sufficient for us. So our scripture of the week is coming from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 9. How beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, tidings to of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice with the voice. Together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring against Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Amen, amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May he bless the hearers and the doers of the word. I just thank God for this scripture because it triggered me when I read it just by itself. It just ignited me to read more because I wanted to understand why we are here and what happened prior. So I just thank God as I read the book of Isaiah. It has been a while since I read it through like one time and just keep on reading. But I've been reading, like picking certain scriptures or certain verses that, you know, I desire or whatever I was looking for. But this week, I thank God he took me back. And I read the whole book. And as I read, you know, this book of Isaiah, it just reminded me of the times we are in right now. And we had a really good synopsis yesterday. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, I will encourage you to go back and listen in because Evangelist Gwendolyn gave us a very good synopsis about the book of Isaiah and then took us where we, on these scriptures, where we are. So I will try not to repeat some of the stuff. If I do, just take it as a nugget. I'm not, you know, trying to steal your time here because our time is very important. But the book of Isaiah, as I read it, you know, it actually talks in the early part of the chapters. It compares, you know, the time the children of Israel, the time they were in, the time where Judah was, is Sodom and Gomorrah, the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's the time where we are right now. And actually, right there in the early chapters, I believe it's chapter 2 or still in chapter 1, where he says, I think it's chapter 1 on the towards the end, where he says, come now, let us reason together, You know, he said, even if your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And if they are as red as crimson, they shall be as wool. So we serve a reasonable God. Where we are right now, things are not well. But we serve a mighty God. We serve a reasonable God. And I do thank God that what we are doing here, that we designate time every morning to intercede and pray for our nation and pray for the status of our country and declare 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is lining up with the word of God. That's the moment what was going on when Isaiah is the prophet, when God called him in the book of Isaiah. And it also, when you read, I'm just paraphrasing here and just giving you a background summary of what was going on and encouraging you to go and read, just to take your time. It's a little bit lengthy, but it are nuggets, and it ignites you and encourage you that what we are doing, we are not astray. We are lining up with the word of God. So in the book of Isaiah, it also reveals that our God is God of judgment and salvation, that our God is holy. Actually, on chapter 6, verse 3, it reads, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." He, you know, that's how awesome and powerful our God is. He is holy and he is almighty. He is a mighty God, and the whole earth is full of his glory. Regardless of what is going on, he is still on the throne. He is still mighty. He is still holy, and his glory, it covers the whole earth. And because he is such a holy God, therefore he cannot allow sin to go unpunished. Something happens when people continue to do sin and do things that are not pleasing to our God. And we just thank God that he has, I'm just reminded of that story of Abraham, you know, during the, before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, when Abraham pleaded with God and asked God and say, even if there are 10 people, 5 people, 3 people, and intercede, this is the stage where we are, where we are pleading with God, where we are interceding and standing on the gap and calling on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our brothers and sisters, those who are still lost, those who are wandering out there, you know, blind and bumping into anything and everything. So we serve a holy God, a merciful God, and there is still opportunity of repentance and restoration. At the time, at the same time, Isaiah understood that God is full of mercy as well. When you continue reading it, I think you will be around chapter 5, 6, somewhere there, 11, or you know, as you continue to go, you see the grace of God, that he is a gracious God. He is a merciful God. He is full of compassion. So that he does not change. That's the same God whom we worship today, whom we are worshiping right now, who is full of mercy, who is full of compassion, who is full of grace, who is full of love. What he has done for Judah, he can do for us, regardless of how astray they were, how blind they were. But our God, he is still in salvation business. He still saves lives. He still heals the sick. He still delivers those who are in bondage. He is still a forgiving God. He's still a loving God. So when you continue in the upper 30s, early 40s there, then you see the goodness of God. You see the restoration of God, the compassionate of God. So Prophet Isaiah was called and, you know, to prophesy to Judah, the kingdom of Judah, at the time of their disobedience and rebellious. And I do believe if a small group as we are, you know, the Bible encourages us, the word of God encourages us that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000. And we are more than two here. We are more than three here, and we can put thousands upon thousands. So I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, that what we are doing here, let's not get discouraged. Even when you wake up in the morning and you hear there is another shooting, but we know that there are more than that one shooting that has been prevented. We have heard testimonies of things that could have been very damaging and lives taken, but they were prevented. So that's why we keep on praying. I just want to encourage us that let us continue praying as we are bringing, we are the feet of those who are bringing good tidings. We are bringing good news. Let's not despise what we are doing here, as, even as a small body as we are accomplishing, or great things are happening. Some things we will never know. That's okay. But we know that one day, when all those things that were done in the private will be exposed, we know that one day, all those things that were hidden will be exposed. And one day when the rolls are called and when we stand and everything be revealed, we will know how powerful. Right now, we might not, but let us not be discouraged. I am just reminded of a scripture in Ephesians 2, verses 11 through 13. I would like to read that scripture. Let me see. It says, therefore, remember that formerly you who were Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. Now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away has been brought near by the blood of Jesus. So this just reminds me that we ourselves, before we were saved, we were once out there, lost and doing the ungodly things. But now we are here. We are no longer foreigners. We are ambassadors. We are his representatives. We represent God. So let us represent him well. Let us be good ambassadors of Christ. At that time, when we go back in the book of Isaiah, at the time Judah was going through times of revival and times of rebellious, and things were not going well, as I have said, that is the same thing that is going on right now in our nation. We are in a state where people do not care about other people's life. They can take life just like that. They are murderers, killing people and families, brothers and sisters, just a family feud going on. Brothers and sisters, siblings against each other. And I mean, it's just chaos. But we have a mighty God. Even if you go to the workplace, you see the bosses manipulating, abusing their power, manipulating the workers. You go to even the social affairs of our lives. You know, there's a lot of people in positions of power who are abusing their power. They are abusing their authority. That's the same thing that was going with Judah at the time, you know, but he rescued them. He restored them. What he do for one, he will do for the other. So we serve a gracious God, a merciful God. I just want to read one more verse from the book of Isaiah. Let me see. I had written it down, and I could not find my notes. So all what I'm talking about is from my memory. But hopefully it is encouraging and helping someone. And we do know that if we confess our sins, you know, our God, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And, you know, he is a forgiving God. As Matthew 11 says, come now, you know, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. To take my yoke upon you and lean from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So this is where we are. Isaiah, praise God. Thank you, Lord. And it's Isaiah 6, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord. This is Isaiah saying, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, I send me. So this is where we are. Is the call was called and we answered and we said, here we are, Lord. We are here and we are standing on the gap and interceding. And I like another scripture I ran into that reminded me, you know, we quote it all the time, which is Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. That's the God we says. He is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6, but he was wounded for all our transgressions, and he was bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with by his stripes we are healed. And when you read the verse 6 of it, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. So in other words, Isaiah is also reminding us that Jesus, by being wounded, because that's the one we always quote, you know, that by his stripes we are healed. But on verse 6, he said he did all this because we were all, you know, like sheep, and we had gone astray. And by his grace, he brought us back and turned every one of us, you know, back to him. And because of that, he carried all our iniquities and all our transgressions. So what he did for one, he will do for the other. He is still doing that to us and for us today, right now. So we just thank God for his love, and we thank God for his grace. Even on verse chapter 6 of Isaiah, where he talks about, you know, woe to me, when he talks about, you know, when the king Hosea died and he saw the Lord. And we are in moments where we have received God's favor and his grace that is sufficient to stand on the gap and intercede. I just wanted to encourage you and to go back and read this book. It is powerful. It's more than just these two, three verses that we are the feet that brings good news, that brings good tidings, and that reminds people that there is peace. That we have found him, the one who gives peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. So at this time, we're going to all go before the Lord, and we are going to intercede for the lost. I do know that. I am convinced that when people get saved and they have a change of heart, God, when they get saved and surrender, confess their sins and repent and believe in God, God turns that stony heart, that rough heart, that heart of manipulation and abusive and controlling and murder, into a kind, gentle, loving heart. That's why we believe and continue praying for salvation, that people be saved, that will eliminate or alleviate some of all these murders and abuses that are going on in the homes, in the workplace, in our public space, wherever abuse is. We pray for salvation. So let's just take a moment and cry out to God for salvation, for souls, for sinners, for their deliverance, for their salvation. And as we pray, we intercede for the status of our nation right now, as they come and be also bringers of good news and be publishers of peace and be bringers of hope. Because there is a lot of hopelessness going on, in Jesus' name. Let us go before the Lord right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. Let's lift up our voices, brothers and sisters, in the mighty name of Jesus. You are mighty, you are mighty. You are our healer. You are our redeemer. You are our savior. There is no one like you. Yes, Father God, if you say in your way, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray and seek
Yes.
But that they do what is just and what is is right. Jesus. Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so we pray, Father God, against the abuse of power, the abuse of authority that is going on in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, Father God, that they put laws and rules and regulations that are for the betterment of the people, that they will advance every person, Father. Regardless of the skin color, in the mighty name of Jesus, regardless of the skin or the sex they are from, in the name of Jesus, but it will be good for everyone, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even your word, Lord, reminds us that we are the body of Christ, and every one of us is a member of the body, and every member is just as important. So that our state of the state of our nation, the state of our country will operate as one body. And we all as members of that body, regardless of whether you are a finger or a toe, you are still just as important. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for giving them wisdom, Father, that they are led by your Spirit, Father. We know, Father God, those who are self-centered, self-eager. We know this is the election season, Father, as citizens. Let us be informed of these, those who are running for office. Informed, Father God, let us not be driven by the commercials and the ads we see on TV or hear on radio. But expose the true men, the true woman, who they are, and we go to those polls, well informed what we are getting ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for helping us, Lord, because we know you are the one who puts people in positions of authority, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be obedient, because we want, Father God, to live a peaceful life. We want to live a peaceful life. That's why we pray for them. That's why we ask you to give us wisdom so that we can put the rightful people in the rightful position and rightful position, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are the builder of our city, Father. You are the watchman of our city, Father. Because except you build it, Father, except you watch over it, the watchman watches in vain, and the builder builds in vain. So we trust you, Father God, for being our builder and being the watchman of our cities, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's why we continue to praise you and thanking you for the restoration of families, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, and restoration of the church, the body of Christ, to do what you have called us to do, Father. And our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, as heaven gets overpopulated and hell be depopulated. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, that it is done by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for fighting all our battles, Father. Thank you, for you are an army all by yourself to fight every battle, seen or unseen, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning for hearing our prayers and receiving our praises this morning, in Jesus' name. So as the lines are open, we're going to see who is here. And if you have a prayer request or a praise, we're going to do it short so that each and every one of us will have a moment to acknowledge who is here, because we are at the top of the hour. We still have minutes to spare. So let's go ahead and see who is here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. This is Alice Marie. Morning, everyone. And everyone have a blessed weekend. And I have a prayer request for Patricia. She's struggling with smoking cigarettes. She got to remove the taste and the craving from her. My heart and thoughts.
Amen.
So I pray that you be set free from smoking cigarettes.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. This is Gladys, Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. Prayer for my daughter. She's still in Egypt. Prayer for Brother Allen and Sister Selena. Lost a loved one for and God encouraged them and comfort them in their time bereavement, and all the other families that have had death in their families. Prayer for over me and my family. I'm going to get another procedure done, and I think this will be the last one for a while. And so I'm just praying ahead of things that, you know, God is already, you know, on the scene, making preparations for this to be so. So I appreciate God for that. And for Brenda, that's got cancer. And just for lots of hosts of others, you know, I'm still standing in agreement for prayer for them. And Javion, my nephew, that I haven't heard anything about him yet, but he's still on the run. Prayer for that. And salvation, healing, and deliverance for our loved ones and our friends and our neighbors. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Lucinda. And I like to ask about, do you just think that God orders my steps every day? I'm so blessed, and I'm so grateful for that. And I ask a prayer for my brother and his family, too. Thank you all so much. I love you all very, very much.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Love you. Good morning. This is Sister Mary. I'm so blessed by the word and prayers this morning. Just want to say good morning and continue to keep me in prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Linda Taylor. I want to thank the Lord for completing my iron infusions. I had 4 infusions. I have very tight, tiny veins. So only the grace of God was able for them to get completely done with the infusion. And I give God all the praise. But it was kind of rough there for a while, getting my veins. And because of cancer, broke my veins. But God, infusion. So I think I will now receive, I'll be stronger now that I have the iron that I need. So I thank the Lord that I have completed. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I thank the Lord and praise God with you. Amen.
Thank
you. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This is Apostle Horsley. And I want to pray my leg. It just worried me all night long. And I finally got to sleep. Hallelujah. You don't know. Go see the day what's wrong, which have to do with the, like a toothache. There wasn't no pain that you could feel. It was just like in the bone, looked like. But anyway, keep me in the prayer, the wife in prayer. I want to also pray for my friend Apostle Donnie McLeod. He's in New York. He had a massive heart attack, and he sent me a text. I didn't read until the middle of the night, but he's all right. God delivering me. This is, I guess massive heart attacks usually take you out, but I'm going to give him a call. I just didn't want to call in the middle of the night. So keep him in prayer. It's part of my spiritual family there. Hallelujah, God. The whole family.
Amen.
You know.
Thank you.
And we thank God. God continues to work the miracles. Of course, you work them so great. I thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scholastica. Didn't get a chance to hear the word of Sire. At the time I got to sleep, I didn't know what happened. Somebody just called, and I said, oh, my goodness, I was supposed to go. Just one of those nights. But I love everyone. Keep us, the family, in prayer. We thank you.
Oh, and I don't mean to take up more time. This is Sister Gladys. I'm going to a neurosurgeon where I had a stroke. And this is years ago, but I have a spot on the brain, Boy, they're keeping a look on it. So I'm just, you know, when I go, that everything is fine, but they're keeping an eye on it, you know, so every so often I go in and they do a CT scan on me to find out how that spot is on my brain. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Any other? Praise God. Let's just go before the Lord and lift up these prayer needs, and we're going to aid traveling for those who are traveling, and continue to pray for our very own Pastor Delene and her family as she is away, and for traveling nurses for those who are traveling this weekend, and anything else you can think of. Let's take this prayer before the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. We bring these needs before you, Lord. Your ears are heavy as against the ear of Father. Putting your hand on our shoulders that we can go to reach out and touch each and every one of us, Father. We pray you and thank you for the breakthroughs and that Jesus has seen your progress in their health, Father. I thank you, Lord, for you who has begun. I just pray, Father God, that you align every member of his body to line up with your word. I thank you, Father God, for what you are doing on Sister Linda. I thank you, Father God, that she's feeling better. And Father God, you don't take us backwards, but you take us forward, Father. For we move from glory to glory, that she continue, Father, to regain her strength and getting better and better. That she can shout out with joy and praise
in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you,
Father God, that they have come
Amen.
God bless.